Greg Kot joins us on WGN Radio to talk a little bit about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, editorial director at the Coda Collection, CodaCollection.com. Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm good, John. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Congrats on the gig. That Coda Collection, which we'll talk about in a minute, is a really intriguing idea. I hope you're doing well and enjoying that.
It's been a great project for us. We just rolled out a new Dave Grohl film last week, What Drives Us, about bands getting in vans and touring the country. It was a terrific rollout for us. And then we were debuting a new Steve Miller movie on Friday. It's a premiere for us. It's a previously undiscovered concert from his heyday in 1977, when he had all those hits. And he just turned it up in his archive, so we're actually debuting it on Friday. So that was a big get for us. So, yeah, we've been doing some exciting projects.
I put an M at the end of your URL, didn't I? It's codacollection.co, C-O-D-A collection.co. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, new inductees. What do you make of this year's class?
I'm somewhat encouraged by it. I think it's nice to see a little diversity in some of the nominations. I mean, they're the usual troubling oversights, but I have no problem. I was very, very thrilled to see the Go-Go's get in, pioneering female rock band, first female rock band to go number one, you know, in the early 80s. That's a classic album. It was really great to see Carole King get in as a performer. She had been inducted previously as a songwriter with her former husband and songwriting partner, Jerry Goffin. So it's nice to see her get in as a performer. I mean, for the Tapestry album alone, that was such an important record. That was really key. So I was glad to see her get in. I was glad to see Tina Turner get in as a solo performer. She had gotten in previously as a partner with Ike Turner. And it's nice to see Tina get some recognition separately from Ike for multiple reasons, yeah. Not the least of which is that Tina is an incredibly powerful and inspiring woman and artist as well, and needed to be in there on her own. So those nominations were particularly encouraging to me of the batch that are going to be inducted.
As well as Jay-Z, Foo Fighters, and Todd Rundgren, what do you say about that trio? All good? All deserving?
Well, Jay-Z, you know, there's no doubt that he would have got in. I get a ballot. I didn't vote for Jay-Z. I voted for a number of the predecessors. I wanted to get some of the earlier nominees in before I started voting on the new breed. I thought that Jay-Z and Foo Fighters were a shoo-in, which they were. I don't think Foo Fighters, despite the fact that they've sold a lot of records, I think Foo Fighters is a second-tier rock band. I don't think that they necessarily belong in the Hall of Fame ahead of somebody like the New York Dolls, and people are going to say, you're crazy. But I think the New York Dolls have been far more influential than the Foo Fighters were and are still not in the Hall of Fame. I think a band like Iron Maiden, who was on the ballot this year, is far more influential than Foo Fighters and still aren't in the Hall of Fame. Todd Rundgren, got no problems with Todd. I voted for him. I'm surprised he didn't get in earlier. I think between the solo career, the hits that he had in the 60s and 70s, and the production work that he did on some really important albums in that decade, he deserved to be in a long time ago. So I was glad that he did get in. But this is a rare time, John, where four of the five people I voted for actually got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Hey.
I don't think that's ever happened before. You know,
that should give you pause. That should actually make you rethink what you did then.
Yeah, what's going on? You know, it's strange. But I think the move towards a little more diversity, getting a few more women in there, this is long overdue. Maybe they're starting to change direction a little bit.
Is Pat Benatar in there?
Not yet. She's another one that probably deserves to be in there. If Steve Miller, an artist like Steve Miller, can get in, Pat Benatar should. She dominated her decade just as much as Steve Miller did in the 70s, you know, for example. I was disappointed that LL Cool J didn't get in on his own merits. They gave him some kind of musical excellence award. Similarly for Kraftwerk, they belonged in there a long time ago. They got in with something called an Early Influence Award. You know, it's kind of like, okay, you couldn't get in through the regular door, so we'll get you in through the back door somehow. It's not appropriate for the impact those particular artists had on the overall look of popular music the last half century.
Our producer, Elif, was also cheering for somebody. Who did you want to get in?
Kate Bush. But she was nominated but not inducted.
Well, that was my fifth nomination. The one that didn't get in. I'm with you 100%, Elif. I believe that Kate Bush belongs in there. She probably didn't have enough hits to qualify as like a must vote for some people on the ballot. I'm sure that there was the voters who had no idea who Kate Bush was.
Yeah.
And I think that's a travesty, because I think she's one of the most important artists of the last 40 years, done some amazing work. And just because she didn't have hit singles doesn't mean that her influence hasn't been felt. I mean, there are so many women performers in particular who have been influenced by her and had big hits because they had a bit of Kate Bush in their sound. She's really a pioneer, and I think she belongs in there as well.
Greg, for some reason, I'm thinking of the Hollywood Foreign Press, and I wonder if the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is, I know those are different media, but if it's a different thing. You know, I think we're starting to judge some of these award ceremonies, these agencies, as being more serious than others. Is this one matter? Does the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a good accounting of people who have made their contributions to music?
Well, you know, it may not, whatever we think of it, it seems to be the one that matters the most in terms of this kind of, I mean, it's similar to the Grammys. You know, everybody likes to sling arrows at the Grammys every year, but we still watch them, and we still it still gets a ton of media coverage. So therefore, attention is paid, and performers never fail to neglect pointing out that they've won a Grammy Award or a Hall of Fame inductee
right
when they write their bios. So somebody thinks it's important. And, I think every one of these institutions, by virtue of their size, is inherently flawed. They're far from perfect, but they're probably by far the most credible ones we have. And I don't know if that says something about us or about the other institutions, but, you know, there's probably a better way to do it. But until somebody comes along and does it, these are the best we've got right now.
Okay, so give me the fast answer to, I'll give you the artist. You tell me what I should listen to today now that they're in. Tina Turner, I'm going to listen to her today. Give me one track to listen for.
Well, I mean, you know, What's Love Got to Do with It, you know, is the big song, right? I mean, that's the...
All right, Carole King.
Carole King, you got to listen to the whole Tapestry album, front to back.
I couldn't agree with you more.
There's not a bad song on it.
You're going to say that about the Go-Go's?
The Go-Go's debut album,
you know?
Wow, that another album that front to back is a great listen. Tons of songs. They had like three songwriters in the band. I mean, it's a top-notch record.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, any of the Blueprint records. You know, the first one is kind of considered a New York City classic. You know, I believe Kanye West actually did some production work on that. Kanye actually built his name, reputation, by producing and being sort of anointed by Jay-Z. It's like, come to New York, kid, and make records with me.
Huh.
So that's it's an important record.
Foo Fighters.
I think the debut record is the best one. Dave Grohl has sort of turned it into this mega stadium act, but the debut record was essentially a record he made by himself in his bedroom after Nirvana imploded. And I still think it's the best sounding Foo Fighters record.
What's the best Todd Rundgren song?
Oh, wow. Hello, It's Me. Everybody talks about that one. But I think Couldn't I Just Tell You is just a power pop gem. I think it's like that whole genre of power pop was in essence invented by Todd Rundgren, I think. And the Something Anything double album, that pretty much sums up the greatness of Todd. So that's another double record that is worth listening to front to back.
Time's up. Greg Cott is the editorial director at Coda Collection, codacollection.co, where they curate great music finds. And I'm really glad what you're doing, Greg. Keep us posted on your work, and we'll talk more about that down the road, too.
Appreciate it, John. Always fun to be on.
It is with Greg Cott, codacollection.co.